Habitation in Space and on Earth, Part 4, written by Z. Charnot, March the 23rd, 88, part of Class Number 4 in the Worldwide Philosophy class titled What Life Is and What Life Is For. Friday, in the mail, we received the published conference statement from the Conference on the Changing Atmosphere. I and another member of our staff were delegates to that conference. Here is a transparency of the first two paragraphs from the foreword of that conference statement. And the transparencies are not mentioned here, but he says, I cannot improve upon the credibility of source and its judgments. Note the phrase, these changes represent a major threat to global health and security. Act on this warning. This is the only copy of the conference statement I have, but I suggest that you obtain many more copies. As a delegate to that conference, I will arrange for you to receive those copies. Notice, it states that this was the first direct response to a call for action by the World Commission on Environment and Development. I have here for each of you a copy of the distillation of the report of the World Commission on Environment and Development, the Brundtland Commission, the tribute. This is the same document distributed to the United Nations delegates for a brief overview of the 383-page report. It is 64 pages long. Our organization is mentioned in the document. Of course, your minister was a participant in the conference. Our Common Future, the Canadian response, held at Trent University. He and I were both on the international panel at that conference. I was chairman of both the Agricultural Working Group and the Research Working Group. Recently, I was a delegate at the 5,000 Days Conference at the University of Guelph. Those 5,000 days are the last 5,000 days of the millennium. All of these conferences are part of the response to the same trends. I have also brought with me the Jakobstedl Declaration. This was a document produced by a conference in May. This document was distributed to the seven heads of state at the June Economic Summit. It was also distributed to the more than 3,000 members of the press gathered across the street. That made sure that the heads of state, or at least their policy advisors, read the document to be ready to field questions at press conferences. Of course, the Economic Summit endorsed the report of the Brundtland Commission, as we asked them to. They made other responsive commitments as well. But to inform you regarding some of the behind-the-scenes events, Digby McLaren, the president of the Royal Society, John McLennan, the president of the Human Ecology Foundation, myself, the two Nobel Prize winners from Canada, Hans Esser, the president of the Association for Man-Environment Studies, and a member of the Ecology of Knowledge Network, and Jerzy Wojciechowski, the co-founder with Professor Izumi here, co-signed a letter to Prime Minister Mulroney in June, advising him of this tide of environmental affairs. If any of you have seen the text of what our Prime Minister said at the Changing Atmosphere Conference, you will recognize the phrases. I have a copy of the text of the letter sent to him here. Please look at this extract from the first page of the summary of the conference statement. Note that the consequences are second only to global nuclear war. I expect you to respond accordingly. You are specifically addressed by this statement. The statement addresses governments. From the second page, we have the listed issues and the scientific basis of concern. I am straining the amount of time allotted for this presentation, but we are making some question and answer time available. Professor Izumi and I will also be available at 3 o'clock during your free time for further discussions. When we applied for funding to provide employer-based education on the subjects of ecosystemic relationships, this includes our course on ecosystemic planning taught by Professor Izumi. We were required to make an impact statement. The foremost impact from our training was the interception of environmental refugees. Ontario is a target. Ontario, with half of the population of Canada, a population greater than many of the 174 nations of the world, and a territory greater in area than many nations of the world. It also has a better credit rating than many nations of the world. With the rise in the ocean's levels over the next decade or two, and with the surge factors and wind, some countries will be underwater. The ambassador from the Maldives asked about his country. He asked at the Changing Atmosphere Conference. In the Maldives, the highest altitude is 2.5 meters. Tuvalu is concerned. One of the ministers from Tuvalu was in my home in Europe before I came to Canada. I want to play a 4-minute extract from a video recording made in 1982. I want to alert you. I want to arouse you. I want to challenge you. If that doesn't work, I want to disturb you. But then I will offer some options to exercise during this environmental crisis, some environmental crisis options, some ecosystems. Environmental crisis options, ecosystems. How can Ontario or Canada prevent a flood of environmental refugees or avoid being environmental refugees? Dr. Suresh K. Sinha of the Indian Agricultural Research Institute showed us at the Changing Atmosphere Conference that the desperate need associated with poverty was a matter of economic opportunity up until the present. From now on, it is a matter of environmental opportunity. The tactical response of farm relief subsidies in the face of drought, high winds, sudden storms, torrential rains, etc., will exhaust our resources and our time. We need to diminish or to eliminate the use of inorganic nitrogen fertilizer. We need to control the production, the distribution of storage, and the use of chlorofluorocarbons and chlorine gas released to the atmosphere. The use of wood in construction means that we fall trees that extract carbon dioxide from the atmosphere. This uptake of carbon dioxide diminishes the greenhouse gases and limits global warming and related drought. These trees release oxygen to replenish the ozone layer depletion. The water cycling from the leaves is 5 to 6 times the leaf weight, which stabilizes the weather. We need to diminish or eliminate tillage. Scientific American tells us that 90% of American farmers will diminish or eliminate tillage by 2010. Why not now? So we'll still have life to preserve. We have the methods of ridge tillage or crown tillage. Ask us how. I simply offer and commend this document to you, Planning Principles and Policies, which incorporates what I have said and says much more. With that, I will simply turn on a silent video extract which can play while we field any questions. This film is called Koyaanisqatsi. The word comes from the Hopi Indian language and means 1, crazy life, 2, life in turmoil, 3, life out of balance, 4, life disintegrating, 5, a state of life that calls for another way of living. Gentlemen, thank you for your attention and your interest.